Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio.
They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies
on the front steps.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives.
Monster trucks.
Mecca. Giant squid. Things that go bump in the night.
Large smarties that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
Mass grave burial afterwards.
Afterwards.
Welcome to the What the Hell Halloween Special. Guaranteed to scare you, if not by what we say, by what we look like. Join us, won't you? On the Galnet servers in the...
Okay, so a lot of people want to be activists. They want to go out there. They want to make a difference. They want to do something for somebody somewhere that will, you know, really make a difference in the long run of things. So they decide they have to pussy right out. They have to become this, you know, total Lilith fair going, patchouli wearing sort of, you know, pussy who doesn't do fuck all. They just sort of sit around and smoke grass and sing to trees, you know, and talk about the dolphins and don't eat their tuna and all sorts of groovy shit like that. But it doesn't mean fuck all, okay? If you're not actually doing something, you're an idiot. Being an active member of resistance does not mean pussying way the fuck out. If people get upset if a member of the ALF eats beef, they are eating beef. How can you be a member of the ALF if they're eating? Shut the fuck up, okay? At least they're doing something. At least they're going out and trying to make a difference, as opposed to your story ass, which doesn't do a fucking thing. Okay? So, if you want to go out there, hippies are not resistance. Hippies are the first to die. Okay? That's what hippies are. They are cannon fodder. Alright? They're the other guy who gets into the WWF ring. Alright? That's what hippies are. Hippies are what happened to the political activists when they got stoned. When they got weak. Okay? You never saw fucking guys like, major political leaders in the 60s smoking shit. Unless you consider, you know, drug addicts of that time to be, you know, major political leaders and whatnot. I mean, Mumia Abdul-Jabbar, does he go and smoke grass? Probably not. But if I was on death row for a crime I didn't commit, fucking A, man, I'd be smoking up daily. But that motherfucker doesn't. Why? Because he's a hard man. That's why. Hippies are not resistance. If you want to resist, by all means, go out and resist. But don't pussy out and draw peace symbols on shit and start, you know, trying to do the cosmic awareness. I mean, every little bit helps. If that's all you can do, then that's all you can do. But I mean, by all means, try to motivate yourself to do something at least sort of constructive, at least sort of something that makes a difference. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Pirate radio is a really good thing. Don't hate the media, become the media. Pirate radio is a really good thing.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Rant.
Pirate radio has already gotten powerful enough that our lovely federal government is scared shitless.
That's right, it's Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time for What the Hell with Drexel and Sumerian. If you like this show, ICQ your friends about it. My ICQ is 51558 to keep informed of the goings-on at Rant Radio. To call into the show, write this number down, 1-877-SAY-RANT, 1-877-SAY-RANT. To chat with us during the show, go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat. Or if you're IRC savvy, go to the Dialnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. If you want to send death threats, you can email me at info@randradio.com. And now, here's the host of What the Hell, Sumerian!
Pirate radio is a really good thing.
All right. It's not Sumerian, it's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. And let me know if you guys can hear me. Can you guys hear me out there? Hello, you fucking weirdos. You there or what?
Hello, drooling fanboys. Hello, type in if you let us know you're alive.
Let me know.
And we'll just have to wait for that little delay thing to happen. And
yeah, here we go. Who's there? Yes, InfoLoop says yes. Okay, woohoo! We're all up and fucking running. Okay, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Are we all distorted, or can you hear us fucking, like, happening here? Can you guys hear us, or what? Sean, we fucking hear you. Okay, good. Are you making fun of me, you little cocksucker? All right.
Someone should.
No. Oh, you're pretty funny for a fat guy. Okay.
Who's talking? Who's calling himself fucking chubby for the last couple of weeks? Huh? Who's calling himself chubby?
All right. Here we go. We're in action. It's the What the Hell Show with the extra special limited skeleton crew.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Dak killed and ate everybody else. It's like
they were small. They didn't fucking move fast enough. It served them right. Natural selection.
Some of them he didn't even use barbecue sauce on.
That's right. Hey, flipper baby, step aside or be consumed. That's how that shit works. Yeah, look the fuck out. Okay, what's going to be happening here tonight is we got a bunch of shit that's going to be going on. We're going to be doing the news. I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to do for the news. So we're going to be talking about various shit going on. I suppose tonight...
Tonight the news is whatever the fuck we decide
tonight,
to tell you.
We will talk about whatever the hell you guys want to talk about, and we don't really give a shit anyway. So that's how that works. We got Strux on Tiger Man. Let's go over who's in all in the fucking thing here. We got Change Me at What the Hell. No, wait, that's not us. Those are somebody else. This is fucking hilarious already. All right, Chesbord, you rock. We got Critical Shot, that fucking styly guy. We got Fourier. Who is a new fella? Actually, I don't know if he is a new fellow, but anyway. ICQ'd.
We don't pay attention enough to actually know, so
well,
if you're new, hello.
This guy's very
not...
cool. He actually ICQ'd me. He goes to university in some small place down
university.
The
university. He's an adult.
Well, yeah.
We have to let him stay.
Yes, but he does a lot of hallucinogenic drugs, so he's actually drooling on himself. So he's more like a four-year-old. No, I'm just kidding. He's a fucking cool guy. We got a girl on the left because she's on IRC because she's not here.
By the way, I owe you...
She's ill.
I owe you a giant noogie for leaving me alone here with him.
Oh, I see. What we got here? We got girl on left on IRC, Infobot, Infoloop, Chazbot, Skit Radio, that crazy stalking motherfucker, and we got Structural Integrity Man. So that's all very well and good. Is the ring singing to you? So, you will notice on the webcam we have an incredibly sexy
precious,
woman standing.
My precious.
Don't call it that, goddammit. Gandalf, if you don't stop doing that, you'll go blind. Okay, we have an incredibly sexy
they don't
woman.
They got nine fingers.
They call it Sting for a reason.
We have lots of mandatory swearing. We have
fuck yeah, no.
Fuck no. No fucking way. What the fuck? 14-year-olds got a hold of the goddamn microphone. Okay, in the doorway we have incredibly sexy Raven Chick. Raven Chick.
Say hello, Raven Chick.
Say hello, Raven Chick.
Hello.
Say hello to the 14-year-olds who are going to be the masturbational fantasy of for the next 10 years, okay? And say it like you mean it. Come on. Come on. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Oh, that's... Thank you, Michelle. Step in. Okay, can we please have a sexy hello for our listeners?
I don't do sexy.
You do do
sexy.
Everyone who thinks she's sexy, fucking type it in here right now. Type with one hand, you fucking sweaty pawn son of a bitch. Type. All right. All right, Enki, you might want to turn on that mic, too. Just as an idea.
Hey, look at me. I'm an idiot. That's right. Idiot. You can see me in the webcam.
That's why you're handling technical support, right?
Okay, we're all good. We're all good. You'll also notice, we'll go around the room. Who's going to get on the camera for around the room?
You want me to move?
No, I think the Raven goddess should hit the camera. Can you use camera? Or does... You are the Lizard King. You can do anything. I want you to get on the camera, and there's a zoom. Yeah, get on the camera, straddle it. We do have a new fucking promo. Absolutely. It's the labia cam. Okay, what are we going to do here? The zoom is up top. Ah, microphone cord, not long enough. Fucking dying. Stupid microphone. Who the fuck makes a 6-foot microphone cord, okay? What is the point of a 6-foot microphone cord? Ruby, hing, hing, hong. Well, why? I mean, when the fuck was the last time you saw, you know, Axl Rose running around a stage with a fucking amp at the end of a 6-foot mic? That's bullshit, man. That's fucking marketing. All right. No. Hang on. Fucking Dak Talk.
Hello. It's Talk. Dak Talk. Thank you. Hi. How are you? What are you doing? What's up? What the fuck am I supposed to say now? Like, I actually know what the fuck I'm doing?
Pressure's on, Dak.
Yeah, I know, and I'm basically losing it. Oh, no. Can't stand the pressure. Head snapping. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to get a picture. Mr. Bean.
Are we recording over Mr. Bean?
No, we're not recording over Mr. Bean. If we are recording over Mr. Bean, good fucking deal. Because I don't really care because the goddamn James left me in charge. Oh, not James. Who's James? We don't know who James is. Sumerian left us in charge here, and, well, fuck, he's probably going to be so fucking pissed when he gets back, because I'm going to fuck this right up. I'm not going to record. The guy's anal, man. He records everything. He'd record everything in life. You know those people who, like, go and record, like, the childbirth sequence? You know what I mean? Like, why
yes.
the fuck would you want to record that? There's
because,
my wife. Isn't she beautiful? You know, and they're fucking going nuts. His blood spraying all out of everything, you know. Jesus Christ, why the fuck would you want that? This ugly, isn't it beautiful? No, actually, it looks like a small bloody sack of pus, to be totally honest with you. Please sew up the hole in its head, bring it to me when it's all washed up and clean and a nice set of Pampers. And I will go along with my post-industrial bullshit wannabe consumerism, okay? Thanks ever so fucking much. It's fucking crazy. So I hope all you crazy assholes are spamming everybody so that we can get the best tune-in ability that we've had so fucking far, so we can get it all in here, because Drexel's not here.
Yeah, Drexel's not here, Sim is not here, Girl on the Left is not here, but she is on the web.
But I'm here.
Who the hell else isn't here? Many people are not here.
Many, many people are not here, but fuck them.
The chicken is not here.
The chicken is not here. We are sans chicken. Chickenless, chicken-free. Hopefully Media Man should be tuning in tonight. He's not in the IRC.
You mean the Movie Man?
The Movie Man has his computer.
The Movie Man has his computer?
The Movie Man does, in fact, have his computer, and it is up and running, and I was over at his house today installing Napster and Free Agent. So things have been working well in that way.
What is he running?
I have no fucking idea. It's Pentium 3, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so are you on the camera, ready to start zooming in? You got it? All right. Starting with, pan onto him. Starting with
Enki's butt.
A rather
right
nice
here. Oh, it's fucking good. Oh, it's all good. Okay.
Oh,
it's all good. You like it? You feel dirty now? Want a bathe? I will talk to you later. Okay. And my crotch. Okay, here we go.
If you know, want Sean, a hand hitting him, let me know.
Okay.
You know, Sean, when you start with a money shot, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, that's true.
What are they supposed to stay for?
That's the hook shot. Okay, coming in. We zoom in. We have...
Hello.
Dak.
It's Dak. Hello.
Wolver Judge Desbo, right
yep.
there. Okay.
I'm here.
Moving
God
ahead.
Knows why the fuck I am.
Moving right along, we have the ultimate in sexual validity.
Oh, who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares? The goal tonight is to make it through to the end of the night. Just
and
like
we have the
work.
Final person. We have, and the very, very far left is...
Oh, sorry. We have...
200%.
Sexy projectile vomit, man. Yes, it's true. You know it's so very true. Hopefully, Dak, say something in the microphone.
What? Okay, what am I supposed to say into the microphone?
I don't know. Talk
now?
Loud. Go, Okay, that's good. We're just trying to get the level set here, gang. And yeah. Protect all
As you can tell, ahead. We have absolutely no fucking idea what we're doing.
Shut up. I know exactly what's going on. I'm in total control. Back to the MRC so we can see what the fuck we're talking about. Let's go to those links that Enki sent us. So we'll start with the news. So that's basically everyone is here, so let's get right on with it. Text mode quake. What? Text
Kent,
mode.
All you've got is an MGA? Are you stuck in the old land of IBM PCATs and MGA graphics adapters? That's okay, because we've got the program for you. That's right, folks. You need to satisfy your Quake lovin'. You need to play Quake in text mode. Here's the link, folks. Some crazy assholes created a port for Quake. That's right, Quake. You know, the 3D shoot 'em up game that everybody's so fond of, Gibbs flying everywhere. For text mode, as in characters, as in nines and sevens and threes, for graphics instead of pixels. And it's playable. Why? No one really knows. Not
How the
them.
Hell would you play it?
You play it with the keyboard. You move around. It's a real version of the game Quake. There's screenshots.
Let's take a look at a quote-unquote screenshot. This is fucking brutal. This is what happened with people who play Magic. Learn how to fucking program.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You're not even remotely going to be serious here.
Yes, I'm totally
serious. Oh, my God. No, please, no. This is crazy.
Okay, I'm a Luddite, and I think this is fucked up.
Okay, this is some seriously fucked up shit going on here. Okay, come on now. Quake in text mode. Like... Really, you know, somebody, and you know what, the really sick shit is, somebody's playing it that way, you know? I mean, what, do they pretend like they're Matrix people and they're seeing a NeoVision 24/7 or what? Like, how does that work, you know? Fucking mental. What else you got? What else we got in the news?
Wow, anybody want 140 gigabyte removable media?
140 gigabytes, you say? Why, yes, it's true.
Discs, 140
Yes, now...
DVD is dead.
DVD is dead, is it? Well, let's put the copy, let's put it into the MIRC so that our fine listeners can go like this. Here we go. Okay, this is the site that talks about this brand... Something's fucked. Listen to me. What is going on here? Oh, are we all... We're still... Hey, you aren't broadcasting. Shit. Are we broadcasting?
Are we broadcasting?
We were.
Are we broadcasting?
We're online recording.
Online recording. We can't hear you, damn it. One sec.
Oh, wait. I'm going to have to get any auto-kick games.
Can we let them know that it's we're still there? Or?
Yeah.
You're not typing anything.
I clicked on it.
Okay, we're back up, hopefully.
Are we back up?
Looks that way. Sort of, kind of. We'll go back to MRC and make sure we're back up. Sorry about that. We're all fucking up. You got us there or what? What the fuck's going on here?
Are we there? Hello. What the fuck? Look at this. We're even losing people.
We're losing people.
We're
sending, and can you hear us? Here we go, I think. Okay, good enough. We're back on the air. Sorry about that. Small technical fuck-up.
We're morons.
We're morons. Sorry about that. Back in. Okay, here we go. When did we cut off here? What did you mess up? What did you guys miss there? What was the last thing you guys heard? As Enki's running around the machine, so I can't see a goddamn thing. Oh, well, fuck it. Okay, let's just keep talking anyway. Who cares? People don't turn in to listen to the real news. Anyway. Okay, well, some interesting stuff did happen this week that I saw what was happening. Movie Man
just joined.
In the IRC. Excellent.
Hello,
excellent.
Movie Man.
And we got Doctor. He's also in the IRC. I have no idea who the fuck that is. Anyway.
Darth Doc left.
Good. Fuck you, Darth Doc.
And
we'll see you on the flip
change,
side.
And change me, quit, also.
I'm on
fuck?
Sean. Good. Okay, here we go. So, moving right along. Some interesting things that happened this week. For example, I had some people send me some rants. Very interesting. We all remember a friend of ours, whose name I cannot mention online right now, but he moved up to... where the hell did he move up to? He moved up to... I can't remember the goddamn name. It's past Horseshoe Bay. They do a lot of diving there. You have to pay $80 to take a ferry to get to it. Powell River. He moved up to Powell River. That's it. And he's a good guy. Good guy. He's going to open a gaming store up there.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
And so what we're going to do is he actually made up a rant, which is pretty fucking decent, I think. And his buddy actually made up a rant. Now, this is Rant Radio, and you are allowed to make rants. And if you want to make rants and send them in, by all fucking means, you can send them to me via ICQ. And don't ask me what my ICQ number is right now, because right now I'm just concentrating.
We have no fucking idea. We're doing this fly by the seat of our fucking pants.
Yes, absolutely. We are trying to make this goddamn thing work. So hopefully if I can just keep the speed up, keep drinking Dr. Pepper and talking about 7 million. I wonder what the fuck my baud rate is. Can anyone measure me that? Somebody give me a baud rate. Give me a baud rate over here. Give me some suppressive fire and a baud rate. Okay, thank you, Enki. Can I have a Dr. Pepper, please?
No.
I know what a bot is, you fuck.
Can I have one? I'm a Luddite. I don't care.
Yeah. Somebody get the Luddite a pepper. Okay. So anyway, these guys sent us. Hopefully they're listening. They should be listening. They also sent me some really cool clips that I'm going to mix in here to have some fun with, and then we'll be able to... Oh, wow.
Wow.
You're going to look awful funny with my knife stuck up your ass.
No, I won't, because you're at the end of a six-foot table.
Oh, you bastard!
Got you there.
Oh, you prick! What a prick! God damn you! It's like that ultimate James Bond villain, you know? That's what I want to see. I want to see a new James Bond villain.
Foot cord man?
No. What it is you ever notice with James Bond? James Bond is the bastion of men's sexual hold on this, you know, political correctness, you know?
So you
he
want
is the last champion.
You want an incorrect, sexually vague poofta?
No, we just want James Bond. Because James Bond always, you know, He needs a new supervillain to go up against him, and I have the supervillain for James Bond. We need the Roger Moore James Bond, the really hokey, you know, smacking chicks on the ass, saying it's man business now kind of James Bond. We need that James Bond. The James Bond that keeps the testosterone gene pool pure. Okay, we need that James Bond, and he has to go up against the Nazi, feminazi, SS villain lesbian. And her name will be Aida Lauterbach. And Aida Lauterbach will go up against James Bond and kick his fucking ass. It'll be great. And then he'll, like, smack her all around and... What's that? And Raven Woman will play the lesbian SS officer, Aida Lauterbach. Her.
John, I hate to break it to you, but they already had that character. And her name was, if I remember correctly, Pussy Galore.
Fuck
yes.
That.
See which one that was from?
Yes, that was from... No, it wasn't Goldfinger. Pussy... No, Pussy Galore. Yeah, Pussy Galore. That's right. That was from Goldfinger.
She holds the award right now for the most suggestive James Bond villain.
Fuck that. Aida Lauterbach rocks. That's the name we need. Yeah, Aida Lauterbach. That was the name that I thought up. Well, actually, I didn't think up. To be totally fair, a friend of mine thought it up and told me about it, and I thought it was fucking hilarious. So I stole
it. You mean you stole something?
Yeah, surprising as it may seem. But in fact, I ripped that shit off. Wasn't that like Grace...
Wasn't that Grace Jones? Excuse me for a second while I gouge out my own eyes and begin screaming incoherently.
What the fuck is Grace Jones? Like,
God only knows.
How did she get into the deal? Like, how the fuck did she even show up onto the movie?
Okay,
scene?
Now if I understand,
she was a singer, wasn't she?
She originally was a singer in Europe, and that's all I have to say about that.
Like, what the fuck, man? She's like Bulu Zulu.
Remember,
crazy
Yoko
bitch.
Ono basically actually sold albums.
What's that?
Fifth Element, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If you grab the diva's face. Or sorry, if you grab Grace Jones' face and peel it back really carefully with an X-Acto knife and a spatula, you'll find the diva underneath. She's got those little things on her head all folded back underneath her balding face.
I disagree. I think her voice was much nicer than Grace Jones'.
What I would like to see is I would like to see Grace Jones and Yoko Ono in a lesbian death match. That's what I want to see. You know, could you just imagine that?
Who? Yoko Ono and Grace Jones?
In a lesbian death match.
I'd
yeah.
pay to see that.
Yeah, and then you know, after that was all done, we just have any of the chicks from American Gladiators come in there. That one crazy bitch with the long blonde hair, what the fuck is her name? You know her name. What the fuck is her name? She's got blonde hair. She looks like a spider. She's the only one you'd ever fuck because she's got tits. You know the one I'm talking about. The
oh, her.
One. Yes.
So, you know. Sorry, I never watch American
What?
Way too intellectual for me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's true.
If
that's
you
true.
Want a real fair fight, though, it's Grace Jones against...
Oh, Bridget Nielsen.
Right. They're both somewhere around 6'1".
Now we're going.
I wouldn't start a fight with either.
We're going back a lot of years now. If you remember back when Grace Jones did that really bad Conan movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah, that was
and
sexy.
There was a scene in which Arnold and Grace were rolling around, and apparently in an interview, Arnold said he was really fucking scared. The most injured he got on the entire shooting of that movie was in that scene with Grace.
I don't know what happens there. Sometimes I've had experience with that when I was in the Army. I have these women who come up to you, and they will try to start a fight with you in the bar. I don't know if anyone else has had this happen, but it happens. Now, at this point, you see, and guys get confused. It's true. It happens. Guys get confused at what you should do because you're standing there, right? And this woman walks up to you. There's a phone call. Oh, okay. No, that could be Sumerian. Where's the phone? Hello, you're on my radio. Who is this? Hello?
Who is this? Where's the other phone?
Okay, cool. It's Samarin on the phone. Samarin, we got to find the speakerphone. Where the fuck?
It's locked in his bedroom.
Yay. Oh, no. The speakerphone is locked in your bedroom. So I have no real way to put you on the air. But where are you now? What time is it now? 12:30 a.m. and it's $5 a minute. Okay, I'll see if I can get you on the speaker. Okay, now say something.
We can barely hear you,
and it's $5 a minute, so you called in. How is the Bahamas, Sumerian? Do you like it there? Are you having fun? He says it's quite nice. Sorry, do you like it? Are you having fun there?
Try doing it Bob Newhart style, where you repeat everything he says after he says it, so that we can actually share in the phone call.
They work on something called Club Ed Time. Club Ed Time.
What's
wow.
Club Ed Time?
Sorry, Club Med Time. I'm familiar with the Club Ed Time, actually. That's a really bad situation. Do you need extraction? Are you healthy? Are you feeling strong? Okay. So it's 12:30 in the morning right now. It's $5 a minute. So go ahead. Really?
Really what?
Oh, really gay. So this
really
be,
what? Gay what?
This is going to be... I'll fill you in a second. Just shut the fuck up. Okay. So, are you... This is going to be a short call-in, is what you're telling me. Okay. What's that? Good, good, good. I just take it you don't have internet access.
That's probably for
the best.
You might
tomorrow. Okay, well, we're doing the best we can here. We'll look forward to seeing you when you get back, because we need you. What's
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, we do.
We are on. We are on. We are broadcasting. We have people listening on the RSC. I think we're recording. If you left the VCR, the tape in the VCR is the one we're recording on. So there it is. Derek stopped it for a second, but we put it back in, and we smacked him.
He was bad.
No, any urgent messages? Any urgent messages? Derek, any urgent messages? Nothing that he's heard. Everything's well under control. Okay, I will do that. I will do that. You take care. Say what the hell as loud as you can.
I barely heard him.
You got that from the Bahamas. Thank you, Samarian. Okay, sorry about that interlude there, folks. That was Samarian on the phone from the fucking Bahamas.
Now, that's some serious-ass dedication. We need to seriously get that brother a life.
All right,
man went to the Bahamas, and he wasted his time and money to call us. I don't know whether to feel honored or pity.
Break the door, you pussies. You've never seen Samarian and when he's really mad. Samarian has, like, all these fucking shit going on here. Blah, 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 blah. It's Sean calling to... It's Sears calling to offer you a deal on carpet cleaning. Wow, would I ever love to get that on the fucking air. Yeah, somebody let... Windows locked. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. So
we're not even going to have a call-in time tonight either.
Yeah, we're not even going to have a call-in
time. So all you're going to have to do is listen to us.
Yeah, here we go. So we got a few... I think what we're going to do is we're going to put on one of the other rants. And in the MIRC, what I want you crazy fuckers to do is we want you to listen in on the MIRC and tell us what you really think. Okay? The first we're going to put in is from Scribe, who's the guy who's going to open the comic store, which is going to be Stiley in up north there.
In Powell River, I believe you said?
Yeah, in Powell River is where that's going to occur.
Jesus
and
Christ, why the fuck do I feel like Ed McMahon all of a sudden?
I know. Well, you're better looking for whatever that's worth. You're so fucking funny! All right, here's Scribe's first rant. Listen to this guy. He's actually pretty... He's a good guy. He's really fucking cool. He's a good guy, great personal humanitarian, blah, blah, fucking blah.
Are you turned on there?
This is bad. This is really bad?
I'm not sure.
Fuck off.
Yes,
this
you
is
are.
Not so bad. All right, here we go. Here's Scribe's first rant.
We all know it is the end of the old millennium and less than a year from the new. Where are we? We have more crime, more pollution, and more people than in the history of the world. Even as the lone remaining superpower defends the borders of its democratic trading partners, the internet and cyberspace are tearing down what few borders remain. In a decade or two, it won't matter who has a trade embargo or which countries still cling to the remnants of communism. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything to anyone. So who the fuck cares? What does it mean to be a 20-something in this hyper-accelerated racing towards infinity world anyway? You have baby boomers who spent the last 50 years profiting from the sacrifice their parents made in the last war that mattered. They are the ones who tell you to go to school, get a job, choose a career, learn more, learn faster, learn smarter. Oh, and while you're at it, get married, choose a life partner, buy a house, and save for your future. Fuck. I have friends on both sides of the equation. People who have no career, no spouse, no savings, no choices, yet they continue to survive. And I have friends who are university-educated, upwardly mobile, career-oriented people. Guess what? They don't make off much better than I do. I'm in the middle, no college, no university, yet I've always held a job, be it white-collar or grunt labor. I have practical knowledge in an impractical world. I left a big city, but I work for a big city company. I yearn to be self-employed, self-fulfilling, self-determined, yet I am beholden to the financial whims of the generation before me that sets the status quo. Why fix it if it ain't broken? We are too young to break the mold, but too old to make up for lost time. We are stuck in the middle, we can fight our way through, or we can climb our way out. Fuck the baby boomers, fuck the status quo, fuck the millennium. What matters are the choices we make now, today. Quit your job, go back to school, or fuck off and go on walkabout. It doesn't matter. They say the youth of today are too narcissistic, too self-serving, too motivated by personal pleasure. You're damn right. I have the next 40 fucking years to get an education, to choose my career, to save for my retirement. I need time to learn who I am, to make my own mistakes, to see the world for myself. If I fuck up, then pick me up, dust me off, and send me on my way. I am not stupid. A school, a job, money are needed and wanted. But I don't need to reach for the stars when I can stop and smell the roses. What, I might be left behind? Bullshit. All I need to do is jump back on the information superhighway and I'll be whisked right back to the present. Why burn bright in my 20s so I can burn out in my 30s? Why fight the good fight in my 40s so I can reach my retirement with an ulcer and a bad back in my 50s? We have all seen those great motivational posters with a flashy banner like teamwork, below a picture of a rowing team and a witty mantra about hard work and success. Teamwork for whose team? Our team? Their team? Fuck it. I play for my team and my team only. I will determine my own path, not the one preset for me. You want a mantra? Try this. Success breeds confidence, but everyone learns from failure. Learn from yours and from those around you. I am a virtual scribe, and these are my words.
Well,
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
Okay, height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, they sell automotive parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
Like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example, except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work, like automotive parts,
okay?
She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point and I'm blinking at her, right? I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here." She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats."
Betty loves you.
I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, "Okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right?" She's like, "No, it was here." I'm like, "At Canadian Tire?" Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?
All right, we're back on the fucking air. So there you go. That was our boy, Scribe, doing his fucking rant. So,
I have to say, nice kid, but he needs to be a little bit more angry.
Actually, doesn't get it. If you were to, you know how much fucking energy it takes to be as pissed off as I am? It takes a lot of energy, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You see, we need that level of insanity that you normally get from Sean or any drug-using individual.
Well, that's true. That's true. All right, well, we had a request for me to go on about that bar fight fucking thing, okay? So it's my turn to do the rant. My rant is women picking fight in bars, okay? What happens here? We have solutions and we have problems. The problem is you get the woman. The woman comes up to you in the bar and she says to you, she goes, "Oh, some other fucking thing." And then she goes, "Well, fucking go! I'll get your ass right now!" Yeah, you might weigh this bitch by about 150 fucking pounds and you don't know what to do because you're confused. Because normally you don't have women come up to you and say, "I'll kick your fucking ass right now, you bastard." Women don't do that shit, okay?
No.
That's a strictly guy thing, because we have dangly bits and dicks, and we have outdoor plumbing and testosterone, okay? So that's why we do this fucking shit.
We're stupid.
And the women get involved with this. It's like women who want to be in combat. I don't really understand it, but fine. You want to go get your fucking head caved in with a shovel? Party on, Garth. You go right the fuck ahead. So they come up to you in the bar, and they're like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa," get all freaky, and you don't know what to do. And before you can do anything, they smack you. Bang! They crack you one. And what the fuck do you do then? You're sitting there, and I'm like, "Okay, I can hit this bitch, and she goes down, and then I beat a woman, and that's no fucking good, right? And all the men in the bar who think they're going to fuck this chick
are going
to
kick the crap out of
you, right?"
Yes.
That's exactly what the fuck it is. If I smack this bitch, all the guys who want some are going to come get some out of me, okay? It's exactly what's going to happen there. And if I don't smack this bitch out, she's going to, like, kick my fucking ass, and I will sit here like, you know, the fucking martyr, you know?
How the hell can you respect your own manhood if that happens?
Oh, shit! Like, it's like a Warren Zevon fucking episode. You're sitting accidentally like a martyr, you know, holy fuck! Okay? So what do you do? What the fuck should you do? Now, I have the solution.
You have the solution to the problem?
I have two solutions.
I wish to hear these.
The first solution is to fake a seizure. Okay? Fake an epileptic seizure and foam at the mouth and puke on the bitch. Because everybody will laugh. It's funny when women get puked on. If you don't believe me, watch Porky's. They love that shit. They eat it up. No fucking problem. Puke on the women. Just sit there. She's like, "Smack!" Shove. Fingers down throat. Hoy! Your mother sucks cocks in hell, bitch. Okay? Yeah, baby. Okay? If she pukes on you back, take her home and fuck her, because that's a good woman. All right?
Is this how you met Adrian?
I don't know who Adrian is. Second of all, there's the other option, which is the moment anyone tries to pick a fight with you, they are no longer men or women or cats or dogs or five-year-olds or six-year-olds. The moment they try to pick a fight with you, they fall into the category of...
Victim.
No, enemy.
Enemy?
Enemy. They are then enemy. Enemy is genderless. An enemy will be dispatched as quickly and conveniently as possible. So, smack them.
Hang on one second. Girl on the left is giving us a logical answer. Girl on the left, what the fuck are you doing on Rant Radio giving us logical fucking answers?
Girl on the left, what did she say?
Restrain her and foist her off on the bouncers and let them deal with her.
Well, no, that doesn't really work, you see.
Yeah, that shows way too much logic and proportion.
Oh, so you're not allowing...
No, go to a nightclub sometime.
And you're not allowing for lag time. There's a guy. A guy is restraining a woman forcibly who's screaming. That's grounds for a beating. All the guys
right
who
there,
want some will come get some off of your ass. That's exactly what happens. They'll fucking... The bouncers won't stand a fucking chance. If you got bouncers who are doing their fucking jobs, yeah, the bouncers will deal with it.
They'll usually be there before she threw that punch.
Yeah, she starts all beaking. But chances are they want the pussy in the bar because the pussy gets drinks. So they'll tough your dangly bit ass
the fuck out the door.
What's the solution?
You look her dead in the eye and you scream, "Are you crazy? I've got AIDS!" And then you spit on her.
Well, that's a good one, too.
I like
scream
that.
HIV positive.
I'm going to fight with you now,
huh? I'm HIV. You don't know where I've been, Lou. You don't know where I've fucking been. Yeah, there's that one. You can go that way. I personally think the projectile vomiting on the woman is a good one. So that's
as long as it's nothing too extreme.
Yeah, 200% sexy. He'll fucking go back that shit up. So that's my fucking rant. That's what I got to say. Now, we got another rant that was sent in. Now, this one, I don't know, you guys are probably going to have to turn it way the fuck up here to hear this one. This was the one that a guy did. His name's Doc. He doesn't identify himself in it. That's one thing. If you guys are going to send in rants, make sure that you identify yourself in the rant. Okay. So
for at least us, if not for the ATF when they finally come down on us for all of this shit.
Well, you know, they... Yeah, find another crazy bitch and then get a catfight happening. Oh, get off of me, you crazy bitch. All right, so we're going to listen.
Darth Doc, that's apparently
Darth
you.
Darth Doc, okay, so Darth Doc's in the MIRC, so hey, seriously, you bunch of fucking posers who are going to go out there and slam this guy, you didn't do a rant, so shut the fuck up if you got nothing positive to say. Well, that's not entirely true. I can't really censor you fucking people. I mean, who am I to censor you? I mean, if you think it sucks, say it sucks, but I mean, be nice about it for fuck's sakes. I mean, the guy's just trying. Anyway,
he tried, you didn't.
He tried, you didn't. Fuck off.
The DVD industry has been bragging for some time now that the encryption they use to make copying of DVDs is impossible to be broken. Well, a couple months ago, some 16-year-old got pissed because nobody decided to make software for Linux that would play DVDs. So one afternoon, he fucking broke the DVD encryption. Now, as you can imagine, the DVD Copy Control Association is pretty damn torqued at the whole thing. But that's not even the half of it. The funny thing to all this is that this kid discovered that the encryption doesn't actually prevent copying. It's not copy control. What it is playback control. Apparently, DVDs for different regions of the world have different codes. So, if you buy a DVD from France, you couldn't play it on your North American DVD player. That allows the DVD guys to charge the poor blokes in Europe whatever the fuck they want. So the kicker to all this is that now the DVD consortium is suing this kid, as well as the rest of the fucking internet. Anybody who's posted this descrambling program to the web or even fucking linked to it. What? Hello? Don't they know how the goddamn internet works? In their carelessness, they've also listed Deja.com and Slashdot.org in their site, in their suit, because they posted news articles which featured the code of the program. What next? They're gonna fucking sue Yahoo too? But what's with this trying to control the ability to play what you've legally purchased? I mean, what's with that? Fuck. The regulation they're trying to impose would be like ordering a pizza from Pizza Hut, taking it home, and not being fucking able to eat it on your own plates and silverware if they weren't licensed for use by Pizza Hut. How fucking moronic are these people? I mean, shit. We ain't their fucking enemies. We're their goddamn customers.
While I'm sucking off the DJ, I like to listen to Rant Radio.
Alrighty, we're back on the fucking air. Alright, so this mandatory swearing quota is being met with random fucks. Okay, well, all right, fuck that. Let's turn the radio back down so we don't fucking feedback ourselves all to death. All right, let's talk about what else happened during the week. What happened in the week this
Unfortunately,
week?
Unfortunately, we had the death of two very great people.
Who died this week?
Landry.
Landry,
the ex coach.
Tom Landry, he's a big football coach down in the States.
Some football coach died.
No, this was the guy who led the Dallas Cowboys for many, many years. Tom Landry,
the hat. In the American religion of football, he's somewhere just south of Jesus, as in, per se, Christianity.
Oh, okay.
Vaguely south. And the other person who passed away is Charles Schwartz.
Schultz. Charles Schultz, the
Peanuts guy?
Creator of Peanuts.
Are you serious?
The same day that the last original Peanuts Sunday page is run.
Right. I thought you said you had bad fucking news.
Oh,
that's
wait,
great. I hated that fucking guy.
Actual great who died this last week.
Who's that?
Jim Varney died of lung cancer.
Yes, Jim Varney.
Jim Varney, I know.
Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern. What you talking about?
Oh, no way. Vern's dead?
Yes. No, not Vern.
Ernest.
Ernest P. Worrell is fucking toast.
Yes.
God damn it.
And he was only like 52 years old or
52.
You know, he was a Shakespearean actor. A lot of people don't know that.
Originally, he started out as a Shakespearean actor.
He started out as a Shakespearean actor. Which
didn't he play Bubba in the original version of Hamlet?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, but seriously, in all seriousness, okay, sorry, Daxter, I didn't realize you're a football fan, but...
And a Peanuts fan.
And a Peanuts fan. Okay, Peanuts was not funny. It was stupid. It was a stupid
fucking cartoon. I agree with you. Peanuts had become stupid, but the thing is, I don't remember Peanuts the way it is now. I remember when I was basically 8 years old, and I enjoyed fucking Peanuts.
I've never fucked a peanut, and found a peanut, found a peanut, found a peanut last night.
Peanuts.
Show me on the doll where the bad Desmond touched you. Holy shit. Sorry, Mr. Peanuts. We're very sorry about that. I'm going to try to crank the show up a notch. I'm sorry if the show has been sucking ass so far this week, guys. I mean, fuck, you got to look at it from my perspective.
I don't think it's really been sucking ass.
Well, they think it's been sucking ass. You guys think
who said it sucked ass?
Some people on their fucking guys. They're telling us what they think, so what the hell?
Well, fuck them.
Fuck them. No, we can't say fuck them. There are good people. There are people, and we got no people on IRC, so it's good. It's good. Movie Man's listening.
No, we have to say fuck them because we haven't gone to our complete quota of, like, you know, profanity and stuff.
So. Well, profanity's
so,
good.
So every fuck
we get. What is up with profanity? Why is it profane? It's a word. Fuck. It's a word.
Well, look, I don't care because I'm actually paid by the word fuck.
You're paid by the word fuck?
Fuck.
Yeah, I am. Fuck. There's a payment on my house. Fuck. There's a new car.
What
are you doing? Fuck.
Are you a, no
that
one would pay to fuck you? What are you talking
me.
About? What are you talking about? You're a fucking mental case. Okay, Daxter is a child of the glue factory. Okay,
yes,
that's,
I am.
That's what's going on. Somebody fucking Alpo. All right.
I'm just trying to perpetrate the myth that we're actually paid for doing this bullshit.
Oh right, right. We're paid for doing this. Are you fucking serious? I would be so fired. Oh my God. If anybody was legally responsible for this, like...
Legally?
Holy shit, man. Like, I go by my real fucking name, okay? How dumb am I?
Mr. Kennedy, we're kind of worried about some of the content of your rants. We wonder if you could maybe trim things down just a little bit.
Why don't you come in here and you can trim this down, fuckface? How about that for a plan, huh? Come in here, you goddamn cocksucker. This is crazy.
Now, seriously, though, I mean... I was really worried when I heard that Sim was going to be here this week. I figured, you know, if there was a reason and he knew that basically finally something was going to come down from this, what time would you decide to go take a trip to the Bahamas where, you know, there isn't an extradition treaty?
No shit. Okay, well, Siho Niyama died this week also. What is this, the fucking death week? I don't know, girl on the left said. It's probably some Japanese artist guy or some shit. So,
Who was she? Girl on the left? I have no fucking idea. Can call me an idiot, but I do not know.
You're an idiot!
I'm an idiot.
Please explain this to us, girl on the left.
Please explain who the fuck it was.
We're waiting.
We're waiting. Well, we got light time. How about this? We're talking about some decent music that's recently come out. We found out about the MDFMK album this week.
We got it, too.
Well,
for those old fogies in the room, apparently Warren Zevon has finally released a new album.
Oh, wow. The guy who's saying, for those listeners who... want to know who Warren Zevon is, he's the guy who sang Werewolves of London. which actually some of his shit is pretty funny. He sang a song called "Send Lawyers, Guns, and Money."
Yes, one of them.
And Roland the Headless
Thompson. And Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner. I mean, anybody who would make up a song called Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner has got to kick some serious ass.
Apparently, the story behind that was, not that one. Which is the one where they, I'm thinking of, Chris King's song, which I have to get for you guys sometime.
Mr. Bad Example.
Do you remember? I've played Mr. Bad Example. The one that every time we play, we go, oh, Chris King.
No, I haven't actually heard
You've
the song.
Never heard Mr. Bad Example?
Chris
King is the ringleader.
Yeah. So when everybody gets busted for Rant Radio, Chris King is the one responsible. Not Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. No.
Chris King.
Chris King is... What? What are you fucking kidding me? She was a Japanese voice actress, did lots of series... Record of Lotus War, Sailor Moon, etc. Well, we lost a Japanese anime voiceover, but we don't understand her because we read the subtitles anyway.
Let's put it this way. If it was Sailor Moon, I might have masturbated to that voice.
Oh, my God. Now, there's a visual. Can you picture that action? That's
awesome.
Just a good one, eh?
My sister's having a seizure.
Suddenly, every time you look up on your wall and see that poster of that crazy little... Well, like that isn't a masturbational fantasy cartoon anyway. There's a rant. That's what I wanted to go on about, is that fucking John Bennett shit. I am sick to fucking death about hearing about that shit. What's that little John Bennett Ramsey, that little bitch who died, and she fucking got all dead, and she was a beauty queen or some shit?
Oh, no. A John Bennett Ramsey.
Whatever the fuck she was. The little America's excuse for kitty porn. Okay, do you realize this is a 6-year-old child beauty star? What the fuck, man? 6 years old, she's in a swimsuit competition. That's not pornography?
Yep.
That is not kitty porn?
Yes.
What the fuck? No. This is all wrong. Excuse me, Sean. We would like you to take your child, put her in a swimsuit, and put her up on a search so we can fucking grade her. Only in America would you find this kind of shit. You know, and everyone's like, oh, it's a tragedy. It's a fucking tragedy. She said, no. The tragedy is that there's children beauty pageants. That's the fucking tragedy.
What it is a fucking industry.
Oh, of course it's an industry. I mean, look at Calvin Klein. Hi, can we have a 6-year-old on there with his underwear hiked up around his shoulders?
And let's make sure that they look like they're, you know, addicted to heroin and shit, you know, fucking junkies. I mean, because, you know, being a junkie is still fashionable, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Ask Keith Richards. I mean, the guy's fucking been dead for 10 years. It's only the drugs in his keeping that keep his heart suturing.
Actually, technically, he's been dead since 1965.
He's animated by the fucking drugs.
Actually, I personally think he's the Grim Reaper stunt double. But, I mean, seriously, honest to God, man, the JonBenet Ramsey thing, and you see it time and time again, it's on, like, hard copy and all this kind of shit, and they're like, oh, it's a fucking tragedy. This young, beautiful girl died, you know. What? You know, so that people can fucking have shower material and think about face-fucking JonBenet Ramsey?
Do you want to know how fucking bad this shit has become? Do you remember when that plane crashed down and across the coast of California
right.
just a couple of weeks?
Right.
The same day that happened, they had fucking camera crews from the local news going to the Vancouver airport so that they could interview people who were coming on another Alaska Airlines flight from the same place. I wanted to know how they felt about that people on the exact same kind of plane from the exact same place with the exact same airline had crashed and fucking died. All they are is a bunch of fucking vultures.
So what does this mean? What do we have to do here? Well, the answer is obvious. Okay?
Kill them all.
But who is all? Who do we kill? Who do we kill?
Their families about it.
We are going to be starting. We are slowly. I am very slowly. And for those people who are on my mailing list for the initial intro of my phase 1 of the Space Monkey Project, very sorry that the manifesto has been taking so long to get out. But I have done significant work on it this last week. And we actually are getting very close. And we've come up with a name. We've ditched the name Surf, and we're going to go with Cult, which is Kennedy's Uber League Terrorist. Yes, it's true. We're going to go with that for the time being. And what it is the number one thing we must do is we must forget the media. Kill all media, as Shazbot has said. The media is the fucking problem.
I thought I said that.
Oh, of course. But Shazbot typed it in the thing just now.
Oh, so I see. Because I don't write, I don't count.
The fact is that the media, everything you see, hear, read, everything is controlled by 7 fucking people. Ben Mendicians, the media monopoly. So what does this mean? Well, if you think about it, when you were a child, all the heroes you had, none of them were even fucking real. You fell in love with Batman. You wanted to be Superman. Well, guess what? You're a fucking failure because you will never, ever be able to fly. You will never be able to fucking shoot death rays out of your eyes.
That's not true.
Okay, well, if you look at the sun, those glasses will make your whole head explode, okay? But But the fact of the matter is that you are never, ever going to be fucking Kryptonian, okay? You're a failure as a person, and now you're trying to, like, fill this void in our life with all this shit. You'll be cool if you had the latest Barbie. Fuck that! What? You know, you have these people...
I won't be cool if I don't have the latest.
No, you will never, ever be fucking cool.
But
never.
But the new one doesn't even have the little waistband.
Karen, you know what happens? You know what makes people nerds? Do you know what makes people nerds? Seriously, what causes people to become geeks and nerds and freaks and weirdos? What actually causes this?
Genetics?
The thing that causes it is when people become interested in things that are not in the mainstream. When you become interested in something that is not in general mainstream media, you become ostracized. I read a book. What the fuck? Okay, I'm interested in some weird art thing. If art isn't cool, you're fucking out. People are wearing clothes I got the shit kicked out of me for when I was a kid today. Okay, camouflage clothing is a fucking rage. Everybody in combat. How about everybody in fucking body armor? How about that for a plan, okay? How about everybody in cover? Okay, how about that? Because very seriously, this is where all this fucking media, if you don't eat what we feed you, you're going to be ostracized. And what does that mean? What's the ultimate penalty for not being cool? What is the penalty?
Ostracization.
Ostracization. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? That means you don't get fucked. It means you do not get laid. If you do not dress the way that the media tells you to, the chicks will not dig you, you will not get fucked. Freudian. Everything everybody wants. You are either going to be, everything you do is motivated by either the sexual urge or the urge to be great. Freud. Okay, the guy wanted to fuck his mom, but he had some good points. Okay? Everything.
Sometimes the cigar is just a cigar.
Absolutely. But the fact remains,
unless
though,
Bill Clinton's got a hold of it.
That's what the media uses.
Oh.
I would rather, a cigar and have no recollection of fucking the cigar. Yeah, okay. But it's the truth. It is the absolute truth. They use the idea that if you do not do what is cool, you will not get laid. That is the ultimate punishment. If you do not do what is cool, you will not get laid. Okay, aside from the ski mask and a little bit of mace spray. Okay, but other than that, that's almost cool if you're in a David Cronenberg world. All right? But the fact remains is that if you don't do what is cool, you will not get laid. What we need to do is we need to reject all of that. And that's what cult's about. We're going to reject the fucking government. We're going to reject the media. We're going to reject everything. Everybody is going to start communicating. You must be an ultimate fucking geek to join. There is no fucking urge. Nobody looks cool. Everybody does their own thing, and everybody accepts everybody as who they are. That is it. It's a legion of artists, because artists throughout history have been persecuted and killed. Why? Because they express new ideas and breed geeks. Artists breed geeks. It's what they do.
And remember, folks, our first martyrs died at Columbine.
That's absolutely...
Oh, first fuck.
Wow, I'm not even going to touch that one.
Not the jocks, but the trench coat mafia.
That's who we thought you meant.
Just for the slow ones, I had to, you know, clarify.
I have one thing to say. You're all frightening me. I was going to say something about how, isn't this how Microsoft got started, but...
No, I don't want to be fucking Microsoft. I have no desire to be in control. Originally, when I thought about creating the Seraphim, I thought, shit, it would be great to have a whole legion of people who did exactly what the fuck I told them, and we could all, like, go out and break shit. Wouldn't that be great? But then I thought about it after a while, my ego got back in check, and my wife looked at me and said, Sean, you're scaring me. So, I said, okay, maybe I should rethink this. And it comes around to thinking that, why the fuck not? I'm going to be, I found an ICQ program, I can't remember what the fuck it's called, it uses encryption, so that people can't, yeah, you shut up, movie man, the TCM shit. Anyway.
You know too much.
Okay, movie man is going to be killed. But, in all, the scribe showed up, cool. But the point is that if there's, yeah, you can get laid if you find another uncool girl. But the fact is that men don't want uncool girls. Even the geeks don't want the uncool girls because they have not fully rejected the media. Since you started using the computer, how much TV do you watch? I bet it's gone down exponentially. Why? Because TV's a brain drain. It causes your brains to fucking jellify and run out your fucking nose. Right? It goes right out your nose. You blow your nose. Friends. Friends. Hello. Friends. What the fuck is Friends? I would love to do the season finale of Friends. I would go in there and be Friends episode number whatever the fuck. Sean comes in. Sort yourself out. Okay? The little blonde bimbo who plays the fucking guitar, wow, I do like Gene Simmons bad shit to her with that guitar. Okay, it would be like, oh my god, the demon went crazy with the tongue. Okay, that bitch would just, oh my god, I would fucking clean house. Okay, seriously, in all seriousness, while Bobcat Goldblum and Henry Rollins would be standing in the fucking sidelines going, Sean, you better calm down, man, you're really fucking getting excited here. You're a beautiful girl there, you know. And I mean, it's gotta be done, okay, it's gotta be done. So, we have to reject the media. We're going to carry on with this. We're going to go with an MDF-MK song, so fucking deal with it.
dreamt of the dragon.
I have awoken him. Can't you see all around you the dragon's breath?
What? All right, well, here we are. We're fucking back on the air. And now it is time for the gross hospital stories. Yeah. I can't find a fucking MP3 intro. It's fine. Well, I can find it. Who fucking cares? Nobody listens to the goddamn intro anyway, okay? Do your goddamn...
Fine, you get your intro. I
don't even know. Oh, for fuck's sakes. You are such a whiner. Jesus, I know I can find it. I just didn't... was too fucking lazy. Where is it? We can just talk about it. Can't we all just get along? No, we can't all get along. Shut the fuck up.
There was. It was back there.
Oh, there wasn't in there?
Yeah.
Fuck. Gross.
Top.
Oh, right, here we go. Be really happy with your world, okay? Here we are.
And now, once again, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Hello, boys and girls. It's your Uncle Dak giving a moment and a pause of sanity for a second. I'm just going to talk about something I've mentioned once before, kind of a long time ago, so I doubt many of the people that are listening to now have heard this story because, well, I'll be honest, I'm starting to run out of them. I didn't think the stupidity would last this long.
Hey, stupid, shut the fuck up.
So, anyhow, in case I hadn't mentioned it, I had spent 5 years, that's right, 5 years working up at our local hospital. 5 years. I don't know if I mentioned it. 5 years working up at the hospital. And in that time, I saw a lot of fucked up shit. Well, this one evening, we have a psych patient. Or actually, I should say, we have a man who comes in. When he first comes in, he's looking a little strange. And he's saying, I'm pregnant. And we're going, oh, really? Yes. I think I'm very close to my due date. This is a man. This is a full-grown, not an effeminate man. He's not dressed like a woman. He's a man.
Was he, like, looking creepy with, like, weird gray shit around his eyes?
No.
If this was a foggy night, some fucking crazy prick showed up at my hospital. I'm doing security. He goes, I think it's time for me to give birth. I'd be like, motherfucker, I'm going to stick an axe in your face if you don't step the fuck back. Okay?
No.
Get under the streetlight. I'm going to zero you in. Hey, scope is hot. Tango down, okay? Fuck you.
No. This guy was just like, yeah, I think I'm very close to my due date. So we went, well, maternity's full right now, so we're going to put you in a stretcher. Yes, and we called one of the doctors over who basically did a quick psychiatric review on him. And we decided that, yes, he's definitely a threat to himself or others.
What, you needed a fucking degree to figure that shit out?
No, not really. Personally, as soon as he came in and said he was pregnant, I was basically going... rubber room.
See, now that's what I mean. Lots of laws, not very much justice. Decrease the education level and increase the coolness factor of the people who got the power.
But anyhow, like I was saying, so he basically, we put him in a stretcher, and as the nurse is tucking him in and getting his vitals, she dropped something out of her pocket and didn't know what it was. Brian, you might want to leave the room running screaming, because last time I told this story... you fainted. Well, anyhow, what the nurse didn't know she had dropped out of her pocket was her set of penny shears. Now, we call them penny shears. They're medical shears. They're like a pair of scissors, except for they have a safety end on the front so you can't stab somebody. We call them penny shears because they are so strong, you can cut a penny in half with these things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyhow.
This is getting really good really fast.
Anyhow. Basically, the nurse sees some movement inside the through the curtains in the stretcher. And
I thought
she,
you were going to say that he saw some movement inside the guy's stomach. And
no.
Motherfucker, I would go crazy with the 60.
No. Everything is perfectly normal. This is the real world. I haven't, like, run into anything bizarre like that yet. Notice I say yet. I give it a chance. Anyhow. We see... so she sees some movements in there, and she thinks, because of where it's centered, that the guy might be jerking off. So Marie, being the type of nurse she is basically going in there to slap him on the wrist, like you would any retarded child, and, you know, have him act decent well in public. She walks in, and now Marie has been a nurse for about 25 years at this point. She is an old fucking war horse. She's not a pretty woman, but if you want somebody in a firefight or inside the hospital with you that can handle her shit, you have Marie. Nobody else like her. Marie lets out a death scream.
That's always good. That's good when the experienced nurses start freaking.
I jump up and go running in so I get to see.
Oh, good, good. That's good. You need that.
Mr. Wacko has proceeded to take the penny
shears.
No
labels. No labels now. don't label the guy.
And proceeded to cut off his genitalia.
Ah.
He had gotten through his scrotum, both of his balls, and was working on the muscle.
Now that, I think, okay, I'll wait for you to finish. Was working on the muscle.
He couldn't cut all the way through it because of how thick and how, you know, basically to the tissue is there. The erectile tissue is just a little too strong for him to easily snip it off. There is blood pouring everywhere. The inside of the stretcher area is soaked because it's pretty much a main artery. Well, they clamped a pressure thing on it. I basically grabbed his hand and yanked the fucking scissors out of it.
Where's speakerphone?
Just hang on a second. Somebody's interrupting my story. Hello, you're talking to Rant Radio Media. Who the hell is this? How the hell do you... This is who?
Red 5.
Red 5. Okay, what's up, Red 5?
Red 5's in San Diego tonight.
And?
Just calling to say hello, because Sim's away.
So you figured you'd basically yell before we told you it was time to do it, or do you not have a computer and you don't know when the fuck it's time to talk?
Computer, dude.
Ah, okay, that's cool. Alright, so what do you have to say?
Hey?
What do you have to say? What do you have to tell us?
Oh, not too much. There's more rain down here than there is up in Vancouver right now.
Okay. Anything else going on while you're up there?
Oh, we're playing Yahtzee.
Gee, that sounds fucking exciting.
You're talking about right now, and I'll give you my input on it.
Okay, so anything else going on up there?
Not much going on down here.
Down here, right. Okay, what the fuck? I don't know where the fuck I am.
A big, huge... nuclear carrier today, that's about it.
What the hell are you doing in San Diego?
I'm down here with my friend Mariah.
Okay, is that a chick?
Yeah, huh?
Okay, well, that's cool. That's a good enough reason to be the fuck down there. Any other reason I couldn't think of it?
No one said anything for a while, why is that?
So, anyhow, if you have anything else to tell us?
No idea.
No idea? Okay, then, say what the hell, I'm hanging up on you.
What the hell?
I don't know if you guys can hear us anymore. My penis hurts. Okay, we're back.
everyone
just, like, was all in shock, grabbing their crotch, going, ow, 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 ow. Now, I don't think this guy was crazy.
You don't think this guy was crazy?
Well, this guy was probably fucking crazy. But what I have to say for this guy is, I mean, I respect the... It's done. I respect the fuck out of this guy. Do you have any idea the kind of conviction it would take to take a pair of fucking penny shears and shave through your own balls? Oh, my God. Fuck that Buddhist guy who lit himself on fire. You have to keep snipping and shit. I mean, that guy was just poorly motivated. I would have him on my fucking team. Could you imagine having some asshole choking somebody out and he's like taking a knife and prying through his bone structure and Buddy doesn't even notice? That's fucking pain tolerance.
Okay,
that guy's a man.
I have a question. Did they sew the shit back on?
They managed to get the dick back on, but unfortunately blood had been away from and he had done too much damage because he didn't just quickly snip through it. He literally had to chew through it and there was just too much vascular damage to the testicles to reattach them.
There was too much vascular damage, or somebody in surgery decided, you know, I don't really know if I want this guy swimming in my jeans.
I don't know if somebody made that decision. If he did, God, do I fucking respect him.
So finish the story. What actually happened?
That is the story. Basically, we had a guy. We sent him up to emergency. They took him. He stayed the fuck out of my hands. The next day, Riverview came and picked this son of a bitch up. Riverview, by the way, is our local psych hospital. And that's it. That's the end of that story. I have to say that of all the... Yes, and I agree with you. I have seen catheters inserted. I've seen all sorts of things. Nothing ever made my crotch hurt like that, other than one girl, and I won't go into that story.
Well, I think the guy was just poorly fucking motivated. I mean, anybody who had the balls to fucking, or lack thereof, to stand there and to take a pair of penny shears and try to cut off his own nuts, I think that's pretty good conviction. I mean, seriously, that's the kind of conviction we need in cult.
We need that kind of conviction. We need people who are willing to cut off their own nuts, but will not do it. We need people who are willing to cut off other people's nuts, because that's no person ever fucking won a war by dying for his country. He's making the other dumb son of a bitch buy for his country. Okay, that's a blatant ripoff. But what the hell? It's good. It's there. No shit. Hey, General Blood and Guts Patton. That guy was a complete fuck nuts, actually. But anyway.
Yeah, our blood, his guts.
Our blood, his guts. All right. So moving right along, somebody suggested, I think it was either Critical Hit or, it was either Critical Hit or Shazbot. One of those guys suggested I open up a shit list. And a shit list is every Sunday I'm going to go on about something on the shit list. These are people or organizations or things or fucking various, you know, kitchen utensils that wind up on the shit list. Okay?
Is this a general shit list or is this just your shit list?
This is my personal shit list, which I rant about.
I'd like to add somebody to the shit list right away.
Okay, but I must first do the first initiate and then you may go onto the shit list. This, being this is me... And I am the fucking rant guy. I'm going to start off by a biggie. I, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, hereby add to the shit list the country of Morocco.
Morocco?
The whole fucking country.
Everybody?
Okay? Every motherfucker in that bitch.
Even those guys with the little funny hats?
Especially the guys with the little fucking hats. I hate those fucking people. You know why? I'll tell you why.
Why?
Ask me why.
Why? Why do you hate the people from Morocco?
Can I share a testimonial?
Testify.
Okay, here we go. The reason why is because the sexy raven woman was down in Morocco. Yes, she went there. Morocco sucks ass because she went there and she saw all the people walking around in there. Now, what these Moroccan motherfuckers do is they come to the universities. If you see a guy from Morocco in your university, you should have a word with him. If what they'll do is they'll come to the university, they'll seduce all these women. Morocco's this weird little shit-ass African country, okay? So what happens is they come to the United States or Canada or whatever, and they go to Europe, they go to England, they go to get educated, right? Because, you know, they're Moroccan, they got upper class, blah, 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 and they're men, right? So they go overseas, they meet some fucking girl, they're like, oh, they swoon her, wine her, dine her, 69 her, all the rest of it, and then they take her, they say, come back with me to Morocco where the Casbah is, because that's where the Casbah is, right? You know, Humphrey Bogart shit, come with me to the Casbah. Well, that shit would probably work if you pulled it on a chick. So they pull this shit.
You have to be from the Casbah, I think, for it to work, though.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're this, erotic, exotic guy, you fucking meet this broad, she's like all in love, she goes back, and they say, come with me back to Morocco, and we'll get married. No shit. Okay, Moroccan wedding, that'd be really cool. So you go back there, you get married. Oh, wait, kick in the bag. You lost all your fucking rights. Morocco is a country that thinks that all women have zero fucking rights. And I don't mean like, you know, you have to be subservient or any of that Muslim shit. I mean, like, they can fucking kill you and walk away, and nobody says shit. You are a slave. You are not even a human fucking being.
So what you're saying is that there's no justice, law, or civilization...
For the women. No, you are a grabastic piece of amphibian shit. You are nothing. You are just absolutely fucking slime. There is no fucking rights for the women there. Now, any country, you can tell that... I think it was Martin Luther King, actually, who said that you can judge the character of a nation by the character and the treatment of its woman. I believe I'm bastardizing that, but that was Martin Luther King, who's Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., whatever the fuck his name was. The guy who got shot. Anyway, that guy, right? That is the absolute fucking truth. These guys treat their women like total fucking shit. And when the Raven was down there, she was walking along, and you'd see these Moroccan women, and these Moroccan women would be walking, and they're totally veiled. All you got is this fucking slit where their eyes can be seen. And occasionally, you see this white, pale, freckled face with bright blue eyes screaming at you through these eyes for help. But you can't say a fucking word. Now, I ask you. Now, there's a lot of shit that makes me really pissed off. Big people picking on little people makes me fucking insane. Because I was a little person, spent a lot of time in a locker, and now, well, I'm really mad. The last thing I heard in my locker was, and that was it. Sean Kennedy with the fucking man was born. 3.5 hours up into my elbows and somebody's intestines, and I'm on my way! So, the fact remains. We have Morocco. Solution? Bomb the fuckers, okay? That is a country I would nuke into the fucking Stone Age. Why? Because they treat the women like shit. Yes, the women will die. This is unfortunate.
Into the Stone Age?
Into the Stone Age. Those,
like they're not already?
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, but... Turn your mic on. You're not receiving. Okay, never mind. But the fact of the matter is that this fucking... This organization, this country, okay, Morocco, what kind of an organization... Yeah, you're up. You're up. Hello? No, I'm not hearing you.
I'm not hearing you either, buddy.
We'll just give up on your
microphone. Okay. Share the mics. Give him the omnidirectional plant down there. The fact of the matter is this country, Morocco, okay, what the hell is going on with how can the world stand back and do this? And we're going to talk about Morocco. Let's talk about fucking Tibet.
Okay, everyone was all like, "Oh, you know that
I've said this before. I've said it exactly what's happened with fucking Rwanda. If they're not white, who gives a shit about them?
That's not true. That's not true because we had Q8. We had the whole Desert Storm. God damn it!
No, that had nothing to do with the color of their money. It had nothing to do with the color of their money or the color of their skin. It had everything to do with the color of their fucking oil.
Now that's a fact. That is an absolute fact because. These motherfuckers, they sit there, and in Tibet, you know, they're right now, so no shit. In Tibet, there are concentration camps where they're killing Buddhists en masse. Like, no shit, this is happening. Check it out, it's on the net. That's why people are freaking out, trying to free Tibet and all this kind of shit. Should be done. If you wanted to pick up a rifle and get into a fucking war, wow, could you find yourself some righteous causes to get behind.
Yes.
In a very big way. I have personally thought about starting, like, you know, you could get together with a couple of merc teams. Some guys are bored, you know, whatever. The war's not happening. Go to fucking, seriously, go to Morocco.
Or
just start running women out of the fucking country, man.
Or hypothetically, if you were hypothetically bored, you could hypothetically put together a rather large hypothetical explosive charge and take it to a hypothetical Chinese embassy and hypothetically set it off.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
In a game speaking sort of voice.
As responsible citizens, we... Don't encourage.
No, the problem is with blowing up buildings is you wind up killing a bunch of people that just got a different boss than you. That's the only problem with doing that. You can't start blowing shit up. Okay,
like McVeigh in Oklahoma City. I mean,
McVeigh was a gamer. Fuck, I probably wouldn't have been buddies with the guy. Have you seen his biography? The guy was a babysitter, man. He fucking played lots of D&D, good shooter, went out there, went to Desert Storm, shot some fucking guys, whatever, came back. He's all like screwing around. He winds up getting involved, got with some white supremacists, wound up taking the hit. Okay? I'm not. Tim McVeigh was a nut bar, okay? Tim McVeigh killed a lot of fucking people.
Free Ted Kaczynski.
Okay. But the fact remains that.
The Unabomber.
But the fact remains is when you start bombing shit and blowing people up and stuff like that, you're just killing fucking innocent people. Destruction of property is one thing. I'm all for destruction of property. You blow up fucking some shit as long as nobody fucking dies.
Monkey wrenching is what it's called.
Yeah, exactly. You cannot. Fucking kill people. If you start fucking killing people, I mean, all bullshit aside, if you start killing people, you start getting that self-righteous attitude. I mean, because there's a number one overriding thing you must always remember, no matter what fucking ideology, religion, sect, cult, law, system, whatever, number one thing you have to remember is you could be wrong. You've got to remember that, because if you don't remember that you could be wrong, I could be fucking wrong. I really don't think so. But I could be wrong. Okay? And if you fucking remember that, then you won't start killing people. Because when you start killing people because you're righteous and all this kind of shit, that's when it turns really, really, really
wrong.
Fucking bad.
And also, if you don't kill anybody, then if you do finally get caught up with by the authorities, you can only say, but I never killed anybody.
So what does this mean, though? What does this mean, though? I mean, you've got like, okay, Sean, you're saying not to kill anybody, but you're talking about sticking axe in fucking pedophiles' faces.
Well, they're not really people.
They're not really people. They don't count. Yeah. No, the fact remains is, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like in the Bible, they said, thou shalt not kill.
Pain.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, thou shalt not kill. I never said nothing about smacking pedophiles.
Actually, it doesn't say that. If you read the original version, the words are not, thou shalt not kill. They are, thou shalt not murder.
Fuck 'em burn. I'm really sure that if I went out and started whacking pedophiles, I'd get a high five from Christ as soon as I walked through the gates. They'd have a big fucking party, and I'd be giggling my ass off walking those fuckers' roast. That's exactly what would happen.
Front row seats.
Something along the lines of, yeah, thou shalt not kill, but I didn't mean them.
No, shit. Like, I mean, come on. In all seriousness, okay, you can't go around and start blowing shit up. You can't start doing that, so you need a solution. What is the solution? Blowing stuff up is okay, but you can't blow stuff up and kill people. Okay, and when you blow shit up and kill people, when you blow shit up generally, unless you're really careful, you kill people. Okay, so what?
Set a slow fire and let it burn. Fire cleanses.
Yeah, but we're talking, you know, that's very, very, it takes a lot of skill to do that shit. You've got to have a lot of training in order to fucking make sure you effectively dispatch a target without causing bodily harm to any of your, you know, possible hostiles in the area. So what you got to do.
Kick the mouse.
Oh, the mouse. What you got to do is you must strike in financial fashion. This is why the movie industry and everybody else is fucking dying. Stop buying magazines. Steal them. Take a digital camera down to the fucking shop, your local chapters.fucking.ca, and photograph them. Take the articles, run it through a pirated version of an optical recognition program, and print your fucking articles out if you want them.
Or with half the fucking magazines on the racks these days, they have web versions anyway, so don't bother buying the fucking magazine.
Absolutely. Turn off the television. Watch the Nielsen ratings plummet. There are six people tuned into the show tonight. I don't really know why. Because everybody's listening to Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. That's
if
fucking
you're
lies.
In Chapters, why even bother photocopying it? They'll let you, quite happily, sit in the chair and read the magazine cover to cover. Put it back, pick up another one, read it cover to cover.
I know, I've done that a couple of times.
And you can have a coffee while you're doing it.
No shit. From Starbucks. Oh, isn't that fucking nice? You know what was great? This is a true story. I used to go to Starbucks all the time when I was working for Home Depot. God damn the Home Depot. The truth is, I'd go in there, and there was this guy. And I walked in wearing my Home Depot shirt, and I said, hey, how you doing? He goes, ah, oh, not too bad. I said, bullshit, you're fucking sick to death of working for a corporate whore. And he said, yeah, pretty much. I said, don't worry, I'm in the same boat. I've got my fucking uniform on, too. And he laughed. And he never charged me for my mocha frappuccino. And every day I'd go in there, I'd smile and nod. We'd nod back and forth, and he'd give me my free mocha frappuccino. And this was a holy man. Because...
he understood.
He understood. That is the essence of what I wanted to build the cult thing for. Could you imagine what it'd be like if you could go to any country, anywhere in the world, because you hook into Rant Radio, and because you hook into the cult, you can just get off a plane and there's people who are like-minded? I mean, be real. You can recognize another fellow role player at 200 fucking yards. You can pick them out of a fucking crowd. People who are into computers and role-playing games. You can line them fuck up, and you can pick them out. It's really fucking easy. Okay.
Those flabby asses usually have something to do with that.
Well, regardless, it's true. Could you imagine if you could fly to another country and have people waiting there in the airport for you, high fives all around because you're all in the same fucking club, fuck borders, fuck governments, and fuck all our taxes. You got no room for it, you have no need for it, and it's not required. I think that if we could get that off the ground, it would be an absolutely fabulous way to get the world into a better state of mind. The Masons have it all sorted out. You take a Masonic-style organization... make it kick-ass, give everybody freedom, and build it like fucking Amway. Learn from the enemy. That's what I say. Fucking right. I
still want to be a Mason.
If you're planning an extension.
Fucking air. Here we go. We're right back at her, and it's time for Dak to add someone to the fucking shit list.
Yes, it's true.
Yes,
there is somebody that we have, like, we've had the money out. We've mentioned him before. No one has sent us the head of Sheriff John Bunnell.
When is that man going to end? That's what I want to know. When is Sheriff John Bunnell going to end? When do we have to put an end, see how he recklessly drives through the streets?
Yeah, exactly. I want this man dead.
At 20 miles an hour. Notice how he does not come to a full, complete stop with complete reckless abandon for thousands of children sleeping 200 yards away.
Seriously, ask Sean Kay, ask Projectile Vomit Man, ask anyone who knew me 3 to 4 years ago. I was a fascist. I believed in a police state. After watching a half dozen of those Fox when fucking idiots on the road attack, I'm rooting for the bad guys. I want the cops dead.
Well, I don't really, you know, a lot of the cops, no cop ever wanted started to be a cop by going, you know, I think I'm going to go be a cop and be an absolute asshole.
No, I agree. No, I understand that. I am serious. I don't really want the cops dead.
Although some do, you know, like the badge and the gun to make up for the fact they have a small dick or something.
Oh, yeah, and they used to smack the fuck out of their wives and stuff, blah, 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 blah. But most of them actually originally got into the game, just like a lot of people joined the Army, because they wanted to help shit and they wanted to make shit better. But what happened? Why did that stop? Because they got their asses tied. That's why. If we had a Judge Dredd type state where the cops could fucking execute some justice, oh my God.
That'd be fine, provided it was justice. But to see, the thing is, I'm beginning to believe more and more that where you add human beings to the mix, you can't have justice.
Well, there used to be a lot more justice and a lot less laws 20 years ago. Okay.
Yes.
If they'd have caught a pedophile in 1950, holy fuck, he never would have made it to the cells.
But that's the question. Is that justice?
No, absolutely it's justice. Justice is a completely human concept.
I know, I understand that, but the thing is, we say it's pedophiles now, and I agree with you. Believe me, I'm with you with the shaved 2x4 and a pedophile's head. But the question is, at what point do we basically say, okay, pedophiles need to have their heads kicked in? Well, at what point do we say graffiti artists need to have their fucking heads kicked in? Or whatever. I mean, whoever the fuck pisses the group of people that are in power off. And I'm getting off the subject, and I'm actually getting on to something that's really a rant for me, and I didn't really want to do that.
Before we do this, it's time for the call-in. So while Dak's going to be adding shit in, we're going to be, people can call in now. You can call in. The number
is 1-604-533-9191.
So 1-604-533-9191. I will put it in the...
Skip Radio says we need common sense shit. Exactly. But the problem is, common sense isn't common.
That's the problem.
I mean, I know that's old and fucking hackneyed, and basically it's been said 1,000 times, but it's fucking true. Nobody is into common fucking sense anymore.
Things usually become cliches because there's at least a grain of truth in them.
No.
And in this case, there's a fucking salt mine.
You're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Skip Radio calling in.
Hey, Skip Radio. How's your day going?
Shitty, actually.
Oh, well, at least you're honest. What's up?
Not much. Okay, I understand the common sense isn't necessarily common sense. But generally, it's a common thought that the majority of the minority, so to speak, thinks that knows what is bullshit crimes and knows what is, like, other, you know, heavier shit, like pedophiles, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, I'm just going to paraphrase what you just said there. What you just said was, after, you know, dancing around the adjectives, was basically people understand what's bad and what's not.
Bingo.
Right.
Just couldn't get it out in so many fucking words.
No problem,
that's
no problem.
Cool.
That's my fucking job. All right, so what are you saying here? So you think that that more police power is good, bad, what?
Well, okay, basically, this is how it goes. You're a graffiti artist. You're an artist, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Last form of free speech left. Thank you. I'm going to do a rant on that right after this call.
You're doing something to support, you know, visual art, no matter if it's walking down a fucking broke-ass alley. You're supporting somebody's mind.
And free speech. The last great bastion of free speech, I might add.
Expression. Art is expression where it doesn't harm someone else. And graffiti, despite the fact being a minor fucking property violation, is not harming anyone.
Would someone please inform me why it is that you need a... Is it true that you still need a permit to buy spray paint in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think it's true. I don't know. Maybe we can get somebody from down there actually to tell us, but I believe that is actually true.
Are you a graffiti artist, Skip Radio?
Well, no, I used to be.
It used to be a while back. Do you ever fuck around with it anymore or what?
No, not really. But I know in Philadelphia, it used to be you needed a license
I have a problem with that.
I was watching, I think it was a...
And I think I just opened up a big old can of worms, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big fucking... That's a large fat bag of shit that I'm going to wash down with a big glass of fuck in about 10 seconds here. All right. So anyway, is there anything else you want to say? Because I want to run your phone bill too fucking high.
Nope, that's it, man. I'll check y'all later. What the hell?
What the hell? What the fuck? All right, so... This is
my God, he didn't get a fucking muffin. He didn't even deserve a muffin. What the fuck happened?
What do you mean a muffin?
He said he didn't have much to say, but then he had a lot to say.
Well, he's all right. He's doing good. Fuck that. All right, anybody else wants to call in, make sure you call 1-604-533-9191. Yeah, let's talk about graffiti for a minute. What the fuck, man? These guys, you know, they go around, and this is something that I've been meaning to do. We've been talking about getting shirts together for a while. But what I want to do is I want to have a Rant Radio promotion competition where you can go and do some fucking mural or some shit for Rant Radio, and you send us a JPEG of it, a digital picture, whatever the fuck it is, and we'll send you, if you're a winner, which chances are there is no one winner, we just think if it's fucking good enough.
Bonus points for defacing a national monument.
Oh, my God. Yeah, paint a big Rant Radio white thing over the Statue of Liberty. We got another caller coming in here. Another caller. 1 second. You're on Rant Radio. Who the hell are you?
This is Infaloop here.
Hey, Infaloop, how you doing, brother?
Doing pretty shitty as well, but there's a lot of shit that's happening around here in the past week, and I'm basically going to talk about the definition of a real cult.
What's cult?
A real cult is most, when people refer to cult, they usually refer to scary shit, but really, the dictionary definition talks about anything religious. If you believe anything religiously, that's a cult. So anyways, this guy speaks about God. There's this debate at the university I go to.
Right.
Which university is that?
Any university is a debate about God.
It's the University of Northern British Columbia, actually. The one that's, like, smaller than some high schools. But back to the main issue. There was this debate about God. There was this atheist guy, some guy from the local university, very cool guy, like, logical shit. And then there was this guy who had no fucking clue of logic from God knows where going in there. And, like, yeah, God knows where. This is really ironic. But back to the main issue. Just arguing, right? So I walk in there, I'm in this 400-seat theater, place is fucking packed. I mean, fire hazard packed. There's tons of people and in there. Most of them were Bible thumpers, but there is like at least 20 to 30 agnostic atheist type people. So anyways, we're sitting around there, right? The guy presents his argument, fair enough, and then the other guy goes, well, I believe God exists, therefore he dies. And then all you hear is clapping for the rest of the thing as the other guy tries to defend his argument. And it, the whole thing was just a total fucking sham. All he did was go up there and say, I'm better than you are because I'm Christian. Fuck that! And then he goes on about how Buddhism is bad and how all these religions are pagan. Like, fuck that shit, man. I don't care what you say, just as long as you let the other guy have the say.
That's absolutely true. Thanks much, man. That's a very good fucking point. We're going to go off about it. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
What the fuck? All right, so the point of the matter is...
Intolerance.
Intolerance.
In one fucking word. God,
absolutely.
I can't stand intolerance.
We have to understand...
Yeah, there's one thing I can't stand, it's intolerance.
What we have to understand is, quite honestly, that in fact, okay, you must always remember that you could be fucking wrong. If these people were to accept that fact that you could be fucking wrong, there wouldn't be this intolerance problem, would there?
No.
You have to realize at some point in your life, you gain enough maturity to realize there are other points of view in the universe.
You may believe
other than yours.
You may believe 100%, 1,000% that you are right, but that doesn't give you the right to tell another person they're wrong.
I think you're blowing smoke out your
ass. Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, you can tell people they're fucking wrong. You can even, I wouldn't, just as long as you don't kill anybody. If you attack and do bodily harm to people, I'm a fan, a big fan of everything, so long as you do not destroy private property. Don't burn anybody's car down. Don't deface any private property. Don't start spray painting some private guy's fucking jacket. That's bullshit, man. That's attack at personal level. Okay? And don't fucking physically attack, harm, shoot, kill any individual person unless you know they're a pedophile.
Let's put it this way. If you come down to something, it's personal, it's personal. If it comes down to a point where it's an argument because you don't agree with somebody's beliefs, under most circumstances, that doesn't fucking work.
I personally believe it's morally wrong to force your point of view onto another person.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think I'm probably the only person here who actually is, I wouldn't call myself Christian, but I do believe in God.
I'm a Christian. I have no problem with
that. No, actually, I'm not a Christian. I mean, I don't have a problem with the fact that you're a Christian. I just don't believe in Christ. I believe in God. But, well, fuck, I had basically an argument.
It doesn't really matter if you're Muhammad, Buddha, whatever the fuck it is. I mean, it's a private thing. You don't shove your shit to anybody's just fucking throat, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I think everybody works for the same fucking guy anyway.
If somebody asks you what you believe, you go ahead and tell them, you know, knock yourself out. But, you know, you don't need to be shoving your shit down their throat or forcing them to believe what you believe at the point of a gun.
You know what really pisses me off? The Jehovah's Witnesses now, and a lot of people get really pissed off at Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, everybody out there, you all know them. They all come up, show up at your fucking door, and they're like, oh, we have some good news for you today. And they hate the Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, you know what? I don't actually hate the Jehovah's Witnesses. I feel really fucking bad for them. You walk down the street, you see these old people standing on the street. Well, quick paraphrasing of Jehovah's Witness belief. They believe that there's only a certain number of people that are going to get into heaven, so you're judged by what you do. You have to do this much cool shit to, you must be this high to get on this ride, okay? You have to do this much cool shit to get to heaven. Now, the really shitty thing is these old fucking people, okay, they're close to death. That's why they get concerned with religion.
Well, not only that, it's also, it's kind of a thing. It's a chance to basically have a community and be part of a group. It's like you were talking about with cult, with, like, people are not part of a group, they want to belong to something.
Oh, humans are tribal. It's in the fucking blood. You don't believe me? Look at any culture.
For fuck that. You want to look at the humans basically being tribal, just look at any fucking pack of monkeys, and you've got exactly every structure of a human social norm right there, just in a bunch of monkeys flinging shit at each other, one grouping the other.
Have you ever read a book by a guy named Desmond Morris called The Naked Ape?
Yep.
Ah, yes. I'm familiar with it, actually.
Yeah, have you actually read it?
No, I have not.
You should read it. You'll never look at people the same way again.
It's probably very true. What's the name of that book again for our listeners?
The Naked Ape by Desmond Morris.
Desmond Morris. Yeah, that's actually a classic book. I should pick that motherfucker up.
I basically read it, and exactly like Brian said, Projectile Vomit said.
What it basically is.
We got another caller. Just 1 second. Fuck, we're getting a lot of calls in tonight. Later. We're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Calamari
X. How the fuck are you?
I'm not too shabby. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. What's up?
Not much. I work at Walmart, and...
Sorry.
Deepest sympathies.
Yeah. You guys were talking about, like, Target and, no, Home Depot, earlier, Sean was.
Yep.
They're all evil and must
be. I hate those fuckers. Anyway, go ahead.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm on my break, right? And this woman sitting next to me, we're talking about, for some reason, in the coffee room, topic of unions comes up, and she's like, oh, I don't want no stupid union. It's totally wrong. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this woman talking about? I mean, she's like, America has creeped into like our society just so subtly. It's like the American little thing that getting honest pay for an honest day's work.
Well, that's fine for doing if you provided that the person you're working for treats you honestly, which unfortunately most businesses do fucking not.
No.
They're there for the profit margin. They're not there for their fucking employees.
And they try to sell you some bullshit about teamwork and do it for the team and take one for the company, all the rest of it, like some college.
Yeah, take it for the company. Yeah, take it up the ass for the company.
No,
if you can get a union in, get a fucking union.
So
that
doesn't
always apply, though. If you check out my work, we don't have a union in my work.
No, I'm not saying every business.
We're talking multinationals here.
We're not talking about, not every business needs a work. If your boss treats you like a human being, you get along well. He respects you and basically treats you well.
Okay, this,
you don't
brother's,
need a
this brother's paying for this call. So what else did you want to say, buddy?
Well, this woman, she's like saying all this stuff about unions. And
she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about, right?
She quit a job before because they were unionized.
Next time you talk to this person, you should get your hands on any audio CD, any spoken word CD, which, of course, you download off of Napster and then rip. But this one I'd actually buy. I'd actually go out and give these guys money. He's on the Alternative Tentacles label, Noam Chomsky.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, this bitch probably doesn't even read, but if you rip this shit to audio...
So that's why you want to get audio for her, because she's too fucking stupid to read.
And give it to her so she understands how unions work. Now, unions were good, but... they've become corrupt naturally because, you know, it's all mafia. And
well, anything that involves money and involves people
will become
corrupt.
All right, was that what you want to say, brother?
That's it.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
What the fuck? Okay, so here we go. On to the idea of the unions. Unions are, in fact, a really good idea, and they're really solid, provided you keep them small.
Yes.
Okay? And if you can, however, if you're going to play the big boys and you want to fuck with Walmart, you're going to need a big union. And I bet you, oh, man, Dollars to Donuts, the big unions would love to get a chunk of Walmart's
action. Fucking chew it out and spit it out.
Home Depot could get unionized fucking tomorrow because they can't shut Home Depots down because they're located in specific regions. They don't plant these fucking giant megastores in areas by accident. Okay, they have demographics. They have all kinds of shit. So they stuff like, well, we'll just move somewhere else. No, you won't, because you'll lose all the sales in this area if you do. And
now,
you've got
all the ones that sprung up here in this neck of the woods in the last 5 years, they probably did 5 to 10 years of market research before they put the fuckers up.
Another nice thing about stores as big as Home Depot is they take this giant store and they place it in, let's say, Langley, where we are here. And now, this big store is really big because it covers a large region. People will drive a long way to get to a Home Depot or a Rebbe, which is where unionizing comes in. Because if you unionize and they lock you out, guess what's going to happen? They lose all the business because people are not going to drive to Vancouver to get to the next Home Depot.
Absolutely. You've got contractors who just want the fucking gear.
Not only that, a lot of contractors, especially in the building industry, while they used to be unionized, not as many as much as they used to be anymore, thanks to our wonderful government here in BC. By the way, if you happen to live here in British Columbia and you have a chance to kill an MLA or
we're not killing anybody, you could be wrong.
Against killing MLAs, wink, wink.
Wink. Nudge.
That's kill in the entertainment industry sort of killing, not in the real life sort of killing. Pardon me while I cover my ass.
It's just red Karo syrup.
It was chocolate syrup, and we filmed it in black and white.
That's right. But the fact of the matter is that, in fact, unions are a very good thing if you can get them in. However, they can go the other way. The problem is people will always spell, unions are bad. Okay, it's easy to determine what is between right and wrong. It is a lot harder to determine the wrong that is more right. The unions, even the big ones, are the lesser of the two evils. Okay? You have to have a union in there. Yeah, they kind of suck sometimes. Yeah, they're a pain in the ass. You have to pay your fucking union dues, but wait, you're making $16 an hour, was before you'd make like $5. Free trade, GATT, all that shit is the trying to defamation to make the world a fucking slave state. It is the entire point.
And bottom line, collective bargaining makes it a lot harder for the corporate whores to fuck you over.
Oh, exactly. So why is America so pleased about Russia's social fall? Oh, the big Russians are down. No, so they can go in there and set up a brand new fucking third world with lots of little Russian grannies to fucking sew their Nikes together. That's exactly what that's about.
Whoever said that American politicians were happy about the fall of Russia? It's the worst possible thing that could happen to them. Look, Iraq. We'll go kick their asses because they're all that we've got left. Shitty deal. If we still had Russia, wow, things would be great. Politicians would be like, wow, we need more Star Wars. Give me $57 billion this year.
But then remember, basically...
Exactly, the bottom fell out of the military-industrial complex.
Oh, no, you're forgetting. You're forgetting the new fucking catchphrase. The new super predator that they're going out against. This is the greatest one. You'll notice this in the media. Everybody who's listening, and you got to know this is true. And when I point this out, it'll fucking kill you. What is the fucking threat now? They're not even calling it a country. What is it? It's... Terrorists
and hackers. They don't even need to put a name on it. They put a label up.
You're a fucking terrorist.
They're so unimaginative, they couldn't come up with a specific enemy. It's got to be fucking generic, no-name enemy.
Why don't you just call me a bad guy?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm a bad guy. You know, what the fuck?
Can we get them all to wear black hats? It might be easier to recognize them.
I mean, seriously,
fuck.
Though. I mean, what the fuck? Terrorism? I could go to anybody's fucking house on this building and find bomb equipment.
Is it just me, or do all the people they actually catch and show on the news look like they came out of Central Casting?
Yeah, like, no kidding, eh? Like, oh yeah, this man is really evil. Notice the scar over his eye and the large tattoo of, like, a swastika on his face. Could you have found a better terrorist?
I had a G.I. Joe figure that looked like that when I was a kid.
No shit, it's like Zoltan with a kung fu grip who turns dark in sunlight. What the fuck? Okay, we don't got no time for that. There's Sheriff Purnell in the background. See how he's got the swastika defacing his face. You know, shut up, fucker. Okay, somebody slap this guy, all right? I mean, what the hell? You can't fucking sit there and expect people to take this shit seriously, and they have, like, the big, you know, media icon, oh, it's terrible. We caught this guy crossing the border. We caught him crossing the border. He's coming to your hometown.
And I have to admit, that guy basically was actually a terrorist. The guy that pissed me off, that was basically right around
He was a terrorist, but why the fuck was that on the paper? They're coming into the United States! One fucking guy.
Because why?
They're invading!
You know what's really fucking scary is when something like this happens, by the time the evening news is on, the networks have, like, graphics to go with the situation and theme fucking music to go with.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody else basically, wonder about how the fuck they get this information so fucking fast? I mean, they're good at putting their shit together. They should be. They've had enough fucking years to do it, and they've got the best fucking equipment to do it. But does anyone wonder how the fuck they have this story so set and so fucking pat, ready for news time?
Oh, they got guys. They got guys fucking who bleed balls to get it, man.
I'd like to actually just make a prediction now. Terrorism has been the big bear that they're trying to get us all scared of now. But another thing that's happened over the last month or so, has anybody noticed how much...
Internet, yeah.
Yeah, the internet. Ooh, evil hackers are going to destroy our
society. Hackers with DOS attacks! Fuck off! They're a bunch of kids having fun.
Yeah, no, the thing is, I don't even know if it's a bunch of kids having fun. It was very well organized, and they haven't found the perpetrator.
Ah!
Wow, give us money. Let's go write some new regulations. My prediction, in 1 year, the internet will be a much less legally friendly place than it is today.
And you know...
It's all just way too convenient. All the stuff happening in 1 month. 1 month?
Adding a twist.
Boy, it hasn't happened over the last 3 years. It's been going crazy for years and years.
What just happened in the last couple of months? Did suddenly basically...
Yahoo, CNET, all the major news providers and portal services, or not all of them, but a large number of them, have been taken down. If you don't watch TV, or if you've been living in a cave, you don't know about it. But
for everyone else,
TV,
we couldn't basically get away from it.
If you've looked at Slashdot or Hacker News, you know all about it. But CNET, Yahoo, I think maybe Alta Vista, a lot of the portals were taken.
InfoLoop has a point. What they're saying is that Microsoft has put a claim out. This is fucking going to kill you. They're saying that anyone who's running Linux or what's the other one? Sarah S something.
BSD?
No, it's
Solaris.
Anyone who's running Linux or Solaris, Microsoft is claiming that there is a flaw in their code which allows people to insert code into those operating systems, and that is how this is occurring. No shit, Microsoft said it.
Okay, Microsoft, two things. First off, fix Outlook Express so it doesn't automatically launch code when people look at the headers in their email because it previews it and launches viruses. That was a great security flaw. Thank you. Anybody remember the Melissa virus? That's all I have to say about
that.
And the second thing is, wow, Microsoft, didn't they just leak a memo last week stating that 63,000 errors remained in Windows 2000, which went gold last month? That's right, they released an operating system.
With 63,000 errors.
What's a thousand errors?
They found. That's the great part. We found 63,000 errors we haven't figured out yet.
So don't install that ripped copy just yet, boys and girls.
Yeah, I'm running it.
Aren't you pleased, Media Man?
Still, I'm running it. It isn't out yet, but I'm running it. But, 63,000 known bugs at this point before it's even hit the streets for the average consumer to buy. That happens, I think, this week. And they're claiming that Solaris and Linux are inherently less secure. Actually, I wouldn't run Linux or Solaris if I wanted to run a secure operating system. I would run FreeBSD. Also, go check out www.khaos.org. They're putting together what's potentially going to be the most secure operating system ever. But I won't get into that here. Bottom line, Microsoft sucks ass, but it's convenient for desktop stuff, so don't worry about it too much.
All right, so in all honesty, yes, Rabbit Puppy, we are not dicking with you. Microsoft said that shit, okay? I'm a big fan. Like, I wouldn't say I'm a big fan. I don't think your operating system defines who you are. If you get all caught up in the Linux, Microsoft, fucking hate war that's going back and forth, it's fucking childish. More than childish, it's fucking corporate. Don't join a corporate team. Use the fucking tool that gets the job done. You don't fucking see some guy swearing by his fucking hammer brand, okay? Doesn't matter. You are the person using the tool. The tool does not use you, all right? So don't let yourself be fucking used. We're almost running out of time here tonight, so you know what? We're going to just about jump off.
So you can let Inky get to bed and get us the fuck out of here. I don't blame him.
Out, everybody out.
Out.
Everybody out. So we're going to go around the room, and we're going to say our fucking yo, hey, nays, and bye-byes and all that good shit. Starting with the Ankinator, get on the mic.
Howdy, Hulot, get the fuck out of my house.
Moving over to Projectile Obama Man.
I don't feel like doing any vomit noises, so I'm just going to say goodnight.
Wow, that was actually cool. I didn't blow an ear.
And then over to the fucking Hammer Man.
Bye. You just talk too much, Hammer.
Yeah, shut the
man,
fuck.
Man, fuck, Jesus Christ. Let somebody else get a fucking word in edgewise.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Well, this is Dax saying so long, take care, and free Ted Kaczynski.
All right, and I've been the host of of the show tonight. Hopefully it didn't suck too bad there, boys.
Instead of calling this What the Hell, why don't we just call this What the Fuck?
It is What the Fuck. What the fuck, hey? All right, boys. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Absolutely. And really pleased you guys are all there. And you know what? The really cool thing is the fact that you guys are still tuning in after all this shit. And everybody, you know, we could probably...
We are fucking amazed.
We are fucking amazed. And you know what? We think you're all really fucking cool, and that's no shit. And if we can get some really serious organization off the ground, goddamn, man. One nerd is a loner. Two nerds are a couple of geeks. But three or more, they're fucking dangerous. I'm Sean King. I'm the fucking man. I'm out of here.